She only has a few months, maybe weeks, to live. She's not eating or retaining any fluids. She's lost 5 pounds in the last week. All of her vital body parts will start shutting down. There's nothing we can do, Dr. Morrow explained.
No! Valerie screamed. This can't be! This is my baby! She's all I have!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Johnson, Dr. Morrow said, slowly exiting the room.
Joe Johnson grabbed his wife as she hysterically screamed in his arms. He felt so hopeless and couldn't console her because of his overwhelming sorrow.
Valerie, listen, I need you to be brave for me, okay?
Joe, what are we going to do? Miss Johnson cried out.
Do you remember my old friend, Dr. Welch, from college? I haven't spoken to him in a while, but at least we can get a second opinion.
Wait, isn't that the guy who does...
Yes, Joe quickly interrupted, but he's the only option we have.
Val hadn't seen Dr. Welch in years, and from what she knew, he was no longer able to perform practices in the United States. He and Joe were good friends back in college until Dr. Welch accused Joe of stealing one of his scientific projects for a $150,000 grant that Joe had received. Joe claimed that he came up with the idea, and Dr. Welch simply funded the materials needed for the project. Even though Joe gave Dr. Welch $10,000 of the winnings, which was 4 times more than what Dr. Welch had contributed, Dr. Welch was salty, and the friendship became an effortless high and bye. It was 6 in the evening, and it was a 2-hour drive back home from Don Lynn's specialist. Mrs. Johnson stared blankly out of the car window as their 4-year-old, Don Lynn, rested in the back seat of their Audi SUV. Although they had been battling with their daughter's sickness for the past year or so, what Dr. Morrow had said was the last thing she wanted to hear. How could someone who was supposed to be a professional and had studied in his field for many years say that it was hopeless? Had he even tried an alternative? Don Lynn was diagnosed with a rare disease that attacks all the major organs in the body. It was a genetic disorder that is commonly found in elderly people. But somehow the gene formed early inside of Don Lynn. Joe and Valerie were unaware it existed in either sides of their families. She didn't know how she would be able to bear life without her baby girl. She had actually made up in her mind that she wouldn't.